Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian Hunter. Batting second. The second baseman, Damian Easley. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Phil Nevin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Melvin Neves. Batting seventh. The DH, Orlando Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Davy Cruz. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Justin Thompson. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mouton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Easley hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche hits a pop-up towards the mound. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Neves settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nevin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Melvin Neves is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neves strikes out. 2 outs. Orlando Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mouton strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a line drive into right field. Neves settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck strikes out. 1 out. D.A.V. Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. 2 outs. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Easley is 0 for 1 in the game. Easley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Jarvis now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Nevin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Alvarez covering, for the out. two outs. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nevin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nevin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a pop-up towards third. Freeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive beyond second. Easily can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Mouton moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Melvin Neves is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neves is 0-for-1 in the game. Neves strikes out. One out. Orlando Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davy Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Easley is 0-for-2 in the game. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Freeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeman hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Nevin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nevin strikes out. Melvin Neves is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neves is 0 for 2 in the game. Neves strikes out. 2 outs. Orlando Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 3 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 3 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Davy Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Brian Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Matt Karchner now pitching. Bobby Higginson pinch hits for Damian Easley. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Higginson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed now playing second base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dean moves to second. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Nevin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Neves settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark strikes out. One out. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nevin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nevin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek juggles the ball. That's an error on Snopek. Melvin Neves is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neves is 0-for-3 in the game. Neves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Nevin moves to second. Bob Hamilton pinch hits for Orlando Miller. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Curtis Pride pinch hits for Matt Walbeck. Curtis Pride is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pride strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.